Everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network. And of course, I am Michael Bejas Lupusol. And I'll tell you what, we've got a lot going on in college football. But first of all, let's get started with you. Come on over to the Trim Radio Network and you can catch any one of our broadcasts. You can catch anything that you want right here on the Trim Radio Network, all the way from fishing in Florida to Money and Change, to Bare Knuckles, to Offsides, this show right here, to Slopper Knocker, right after this one, to Take Point 22, which is on tonight at 8 o'clock with Lee Collum and a special guest. I will give you a hint, and all I can say is my sister. But all the way to My World, The Brighter Life Show, Spiritual Freedom Show, Circle of Q, Red Pill Reality Show. We have a ton of shows on here, and it's all family-oriented. So I'm going to tell you something. You can listen into it with the family. You can enjoy it. We have great merchandise. So you could come on over to Trim Radio Network. You could shop. You can, Christmas is right around the corner, and we have a lot of great stuff. So if you have a great show on there that you like, follow along. Go to the website, Trim Radio Network. click into the listen button, hit the shop button. You can, I'll tell you what, all that stuff, it's wonderful, great quality, good stuff. So, and if you ever want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. We'll show you how easy it is. And I mean, it is really, it is easy. And we have some more new shows coming up on top of it. Matter of fact, Parker right across the street from me, he's got a new show coming up. So that'll be, we're just expanding and we're going to continue to expand. And what a great place to start, because we have a great family and we love each other very much. So don't forget about us right here on the Trim Radio Network. The opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And I'll tell you what, we are very careful here. We want to make that disclaimer just as solid as we can. We want you to enjoy, but we want you to do your own research. So don't forget to do that. That great song right there, Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, that's covered under our BMI Music License, 6105-1658. 6105-1658. That's for you, Facebook, because you always seem to flag this, and then you figure it out afterward. and we have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You could call in, give us your opinion. We love that. The only thing we ask is no cussing, no swearing. You know what? Keep it clean. We like to do that. It's, you know, we're a good Christian-oriented family here, and we really enjoy that, and we want to keep that legacy going. So anyway, without further ado, welcome to Offsides. And right after this is Slobber Knocker with Austin Neely. But I have an absolute blast doing this. So what a great time it is, and what a lot of fun. And I bet a lot of you people didn't realize that, you know, I got to do this all the time. So let's hit it with our college football. We had a lot of great games this last week. And I'll tell you what, it was just fantastic. If you're like me, you love college football, especially fall, winter months. That's my time of year. That's when I really shine. That's when I get excited. I'm happy. I love college football, plain and simple. And we had some great games. And let's go over some of the scores that we had for the top 25, but we're going to go over some of the scores. Oregon State Beavers, well, they lost to Washington Huskies 24-21. Ohio State Buckeyes, boy, it looked ugly, and it did, folks. I hate to tell you that. It looked ugly. But when you have winds whipping around at 49 miles an hour, it's really hard to get an offense going on either side. The Buckeyes did decide to run the ball, and without their number one running back, Trayvon Henderson, and they ran it and were able to get out of there, get out of Evanston, 21-7. They were winners over Northwestern. And Northwestern is not a bad team. I know that they're 1-8, but I'm going to tell you, very young, but they're a good football team. They're not as good as the Buckeyes. There's no question about that. And if it had been a bright, sunny day with no wind, whew, who knows what that score would have been. However, it was what it was. It was an ugly day, and they got out of there ugly, 21-7. But still, 14 points, hey, you know, you take what you can get. Tulane Green Wave. You know what? They're incredible. and they're 8-1 and 27-13 winners over Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. And North Carolina, I like the Tar Heels in the ACC. I think that they're going to win it. And Shaq, that one's for you. So, you know, I've got a buddy that he's a Chevrolet guy. I'm a Ford guy. And we jab at each other a lot, but he's a brother in Christ, and we have a lot of fun with each other. But his North Carolina Tar Heels, 31-28 winners over the Virginia Cavaliers, and they're going to a great bowl, there's no question. TCU, the Horned Frogs, 34-24 winners over Texas Tech Red Raiders. I knew that was going to be a pretty good ball game, and it was. They didn't disappoint. TCU is the real deal. And, you know, people that are making comments about, you know, the Big 12, I'm just going to tell you something. Top to bottom, that's a tough, tough conference. And they look real good. You know, a lot of those teams are going to bowls. And just a good conference. And TCU, they're the real deal. They're there. Illinois, I was really surprised. Took it on the chin from Michigan State. 23-15 losers to Michigan State. Sparty took it to them on that one. I was really surprised because I thought Illinois would get out of the conference with one loss until the championship game. UFC Knights, 7-2. Well, they knocked off the Memphis Tigers, 35-28. And the Oregon Ducks. The Pac-12 have put themselves in kind of a bad spot, but I have to tell you, they can get into the playoffs here, and it's not impossible when things start to happen. Oregon, that one loss that they took, which was a beating, pretty much the same beating that everybody else has taken to the hands of Georgia. And Oregon, 49-10, winners over Colorado Buffaloes, which I'd expect no less. However, they could run away with the Pac-12. I really thought it was going to come down to USC and come on down to maybe UCLA or Utah. But Oregon has surprised me, and there they are, 8-1. The Tennessee Volunteers, disappointing to say the least. But Georgia, listen, they are the real deal. I think they are the number one team in the country. There's a reason why they're number one. Their defense is just stingy. It stifled Tennessee. Henderson Hooker was uncomfortable. They managed 13 points, and kept Georgia to 27. I thought that was impressive. Tennessee is what a fantastic team they are. They are not out of it. I'm just going to tell you that right now. You could see two SEC teams in there. But then again, you might not. It's going to depend how it plays out. If Georgia stumbles in the championship game and they stumble to either LSU or, well, whoever, Ole Miss, or if they stumble along the way, guess what? That opens the door for Tennessee. And you can't rule Georgia out either, even at one loss, because the SEC by top to bottom is still overall the strongest conference. So you just have to understand what a great conference the SEC is. And the Liberty Flames, I'll tell you what, they knocked off Arkansas Razorbacks 21-19. The Texas Longhorns, 34-27 winners over Kansas State Wildcats. The Longhorns look good. They're going to go in there and they're going to do well. Alabama Crimson Tide, you took it on the chin. You know, you have to give Kelly a lot of credit. He went for the two, and what an amazing game! I mean, it was really an amazing game, and to do that right in the end zone, right there at the very end, I thought was most impressive. It was gutsy, and LSU pulled it out. What a win for them. LSU is sitting at 7-2, Alabama sitting at 7-2, and then you have Ole Miss who only has one loss. So we're gonna see how this plays out on the west side. But the east side, that's going to be wrapped up with Georgia, I believe. And I'm not sure anyone's going to beat Georgia. I just don't believe it. Not Ohio State, not Michigan, not anybody. I think Georgia is going to end up being your national champion. I would love to not see that, but I honestly believe that that's probably a pretty high probability at this point. The Michigan Wolverines, 52-17 winners over the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. But you know what? It wasn't an easy game for them for most of the way through. It was really close, and I think their size and their physical strength finally overtook the Scarlet Knights, and then they just, once something bad happens, it's like quicksand. Just another thing, another thing, another thing, and they rolled them over. The Utah Utes, they're 7-2, and they beat the Arizona Wildcats 45-20. The Florida State Seminoles, 45-3, winners over Miami Hurricanes. Anybody see that one coming? Because, boy, they've had their hands full with that one, so... The biggest shocker of the day, Clemson. 8-1 Clemson Tigers, and they got, well, they got beat up, folks, and that's just the way to put it. 35-14, you're the number four team in the country. You got whooped, and it was ugly. And Notre Dame, 6-3, are looking more and more legitimate every week. So, you know, God bless them. We're we're going to see how that pans out, but they could very well go 9-3 and end up in a wonderful bowl. So the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, 6-3, they lost 21-30 to North Carolina State Wolfpack, 7-2. UCLA Bruins, and here we go. This is what I'm saying about the Pac-12. They're 8-1. They did get beat up pretty good that one game, but they lost to the Arizona State Sun Devils, 50-36, and they look strong. And the California Golden Bears, well, they lost 35-41 to the USC Trojans. So it's going to be hard to say. You have UCLA at 8-1. You have the Trojans at 8-1. You have Utah Utes, who, well, they're 7-2. And then you have the Oregon Ducks at 8-1. Going to be very, very interesting how that plays out in the Pac-12. And yeah, with the rankings that we have right now, I see Oregon might be able to slip in there. They might not. We'll have to see, because we have all the championship games are going to be coming up, you know, in 3 weeks after this. And right now, I'll just tell you, let's just go over the picks, and then we'll see how this plays out. We have Georgia at number one. These are my picks. Georgia's at number one. I have Ohio State. I can't penalize them for that kind of weather-related game, and the reason for it is every time the defense or the offense really shows up for each other, C.J. Stroud showed up on this game and, you know, ripped off some good runs and everything else when it was needed the most. So I'll tell you what, Ohio State, they can beat you up in so many different ways. It's an incredible offense, and it just wasn't indicative of how well that offense was on that type of stormy day and weather-related day. The Wolverines, whoo, boy, they're scary. It's Corum is quite he's a beast, and he is an incredible running back. And it doesn't really matter who they put in there. Michigan is one of those teams. They're the real deal, too. So it's going to be an interesting fight. I don't know which team will win that game. It's hard to say. Michigan is a very physical football team. OSU better be ready. That's all I got to tell you. Because if they're not, they're going to get walked on like they did last year, because Jim Harbaugh has them ready. And that's the fact. But I'm praying that being in Columbus, Ohio State has the advantage there and can pick up the winning streak right where it left off a couple of years ago. So number four, I have TCU, Texas Christian. Fast, they get it done. And it's just that simple. They just get it done. And right now, they're in the top. They're the top dog right now. And I just don't see anybody beating them in the Big 12. I just don't see it happening. Number five, I have Tennessee. Now, let's just take it, and we're going to go to number six, and then we're going to take this real quick. So, number six, I have Oregon. Ohio State has to play Michigan. Georgia still has to play their championship game. And you don't know, somebody's going to win or lose, but let's say Georgia goes undefeated, they're going to stay at number one. Michigan or Ohio State is going to fall, no question. If TCU in their championship game falls, it's going to open up another spot. But you can bet that Tennessee can jump into number four, and Oregon's right there at number five waiting for somebody else. So if TCU trips up, guess what? You could have, and of course the way I'd like to see it is Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee, and Oregon. Because I think at that point, there you have, you know, if Michigan loses that game to Ohio State, depending on the score and everything, There's your four top strongest teams in college football. So, or it could go the other way around with Michigan there and Ohio State dropping out. And it's just going to depend how that goes. But let's move on. Now we've had that talk, so let's move on. Number 7, USC. Number 8, I have UCLA. Number 9, I have LSU. Number 10, I have Alabama. Number 11, I have Ole Miss. Number 12, I have Utah. Number 13, well, Clemson fell that far, but when you get shawwocked like they did, you're going to fall that far. They're at number 13. Number 14, North Carolina. That's going to be an interesting game because I think North Carolina, when they come up against Clemson for the ACC title game, I think North Carolina is going to win that game. I mean, there's just not, you know, right now, when I look at their strength and everything, I just believe that North Carolina is playing better football than Clemson is. They have a quarterback problem. There's no question about it. They have a quarterback problem, and it's a leadership problem. So the edge goes to North Carolina. Number 15, Penn State. Number 16, Tulane. Number 17, Illinois, who I think will end up other side of the Big Ten, playing either Michigan or Ohio State. Number 18, Texas. Number 19, North Carolina State. Number 20, Liberty. Where's Liberty? Where this came? They came right on out of there. And I'll tell you, and then took out, without a doubt, just said, okay, I don't care. It's an SEC team or not. We're going to beat Arkansas. So they did it. Number 21, Notre Dame. Welcome back, Notre Dame. Number 22, Kansas State. Number 23, UCF. Number 24, Washington. And number 25, this is kind of a toss-up between Florida State and Kentucky. So, you know, I kind of have 25 as Florida State and Kentucky. So, and that's where I'm going to leave it, right there. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be interesting this week. We've got some great games, and as a matter of fact, let's take a look at them. Week 11. Here we go. Well, we have Purdue at Illinois. Indiana's at Ohio State. That's at 12 o'clock. Missouri Tigers are at Tennessee. Tennessee should... I feel sorry for Missouri because what Tennessee's about to do to Missouri for what happened with Georgia, look out, folks. And I'm sure Ohio State's going to do something with Indiana because of the way that they've been mocked for last week's game. LSU's going to Arkansas, and they're going to take them out. Notre Dame is playing the Navy Midshipmen, which is one of my favorite teams, and unfortunately I feel bad for my midshipmen because they're going to get spanked. UConn Huskies are playing the Liberty Flames, and they're going to lose. I'm taking Liberty. UFC Knights and the Tulane Green Wave. Here we go. This is going to be the game. But I'm going to have to go with Tulane. Michigan is playing Nebraska. I'm going with Michigan. Penn State's at Maryland. I'm taking Penn State. The Clemson Tigers are at Louisville. I like Louisville in this game. Clemson has a quarterback problem. They have a confidence problem, a quarterback problem. I could see this being a letdown. Game number two, losing game number two. And Louisville's not a bad team, you know, 6-3. NC State is taking on Boston College. I like NC State. Alabama and Ole Miss. This was really tough. Common sense tells me Alabama. You know, you just don't want to go against Alabama. You like them, but Ole Miss, you know. I picked Bama. But my heart does say Ole Miss. Look for the upset there, folks. Just look for it. Washington Huskies at 7-2 going against the Oregon Ducks. I like Oregon. Kansas State and the Baylor Bears. You have speed, and just you have the tenacity of Kansas State. I like Kansas State in this one, but I'm not surprised if Baylor could pull it off. Georgia and Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mississippi State Bulldogs, I feel sorry for you because you're about to experience what everybody this year has experienced. A good old-fashioned butt-whooping behind the shed. TCU and Texas. Here's another game. You know, the way Texas plays, which team's going to show up could give TCU some problems. But TCU at 9-0 going against Texas at 6-3, I like TCU. North Carolina at Wake Forest, I'll take North Carolina. Florida State at Syracuse, I like Florida State. Stanford at Utah Utes, and I like the Utes. UCLA at Arizona Wildcats, and I like the Bruins. So this is going to be a great week. This is going to be very interesting. Go ahead, put your picks up there, you know, and we'll talk about it later. But that's all the time that I have. We've got Slobberknocker coming up next with Austin Neely, and he's got some stuff going on. I've got to tell you, a lot of stuff going on in pro football. So you want to stick around. You want to listen to that. I think I lost last week in all the picks. I got whooped pretty good. I'm not sure, but I think.
One behind me.
Oh.
I had 12, you had 11.
Ah, well, I didn't do too bad after all. So.
Six.
Oh, and the girls had six. Okay. So we have a little competition, you know, from, you know, our spouses of us and our, you know, and, well, I was just informed that we won. Anyway, folks, listen, I got to get on out of here. I've got to let Austin take over. So stick around with us, okay? And we'll be back in just a few minutes here, right after this break. And we got some good music for this break, so you guys will love it. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the Trim Radio Network, and we'll be right back. Well, Austin will be here.